This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
I don't even know if you're here yet or if this is even working. This is a first run of a new technology. It's called streaming, like a stream. Think of a river, except the river is data, images, audio. Instead of the river having in it squirrel excrement, it has information. This is the World Wide Web, and what you're witnessing is called streaming. My name is Duncan Trussell. You are on the World Wide Web. Perhaps you're thinking I'm an audio-only listener, and thus, I'm not sure if this is still a stream. It is still a stream. The name that I've given this is streaming, whether it's audio, video, or the combination of audio, video, which I call AV. You are watching an AV or listening to an A stream. I'm here at the studio, and my God, this is blowing my mind. Next level technology, sure to revolutionize the media landscape. Once this gets in the hands of all the people who no doubt are excited about the possibility of sharing their lives with the world, we are going to see such incredible content, unprecedented, beautiful, transformative, life-changing, inspirational. All the good things will come from this technology. No one will ever use this technology for anything other than good. And I am so excited to be at the forefront of this incredible revolution, which I am calling the digital revolution. This revolution is going to upend a lot of what I'm calling legacy media models. Because of this technology, all of us will be able to say anything we're thinking, to tell the world anything that we believe. This is huge for all humanity. There's so many people in the world who long to share their hearts, who have some information they want to give us, who have some very important advice about life that normally you would have to meet them at a party, a mixer, a bar mitzvah, wherever, to get that information. Now, you can just press a button and there they are on your screen. No doubt one day this will be in phones, meaning that while you're on the go, maybe having a quick lunch, you could open up this streaming technology and you can watch someone you've never met, potentially in another state, maybe even another country, and they can give you important advice about ways that you can improve your marriage, do better at your job, get better sleep, enjoy better food, how to cook, how to clean, how to wash your baby, how to comb your baby's hair, how to braid your baby's hair, how to braid your wife's hair, which is a erotic activity that we all do at night. What husband hasn't gone home after a hard day's work and braided their wife's hair? This is the world we live in, and it's going to be really hard for some of you to adapt. I know all of us feel a little nervous about this new technology. Up until this point, we've had the trusted legacy media telling us what's happening in the world and giving us all the advice we need. And this is curated information, curated by trustworthy people, non-biased, not shaped in any way by massive corporations with a vested interest in making sure the population does a dance of doom that ensures their ability to sell cars and medicine. No, it would be a cynic's game to say some bullshit like that. The legacy media, I do feel bad for them, and I must thank them now. Thank you, legacy media. For so many years, so many formative years in my life, you warned me about very important things to be worried about. Thanks to you, I knew that drugs were bad and lived a very sober life. Thanks to you, I understood that the war is unsavory. Sometimes there's no choice. And thanks to you, I learned that though politicians make mistakes from time to time, they're completely trustworthy. And we should all trust our politicians. It's a hard job. And thanks to the founding fathers, we have this great group of people at the helm of the ship called the United States. And they're it's a thankless job. And they're out there every single day working for the people, fighting for the people. A lot of people complain, and I got to say this, it really, really gets my goat. This bullshit where people attack politicians like Nancy Pelosi for engaging in the very American activity of trading stock. It's infuriating to me. So I guess the person who every single day puts her ass on the line, every single day fights for the rights of every Californian, should not be a multimillionaire because of brilliant decisions she made in the stock market? You skeptical anti-American cynics, how you make me sick to imagine that a politician would use information that they had regarding companies that were about to default or companies that were about to get big government contracts and then buy or sell shares in that company to make a profit makes me want to take a pregnant brown recluse and just boof it. To have someone blow it into my wide open nether regions, hard and fast, and it makes me want to feel it crawl up into the most private and sensitive part of a man, and lay eggs. That's how upsetting it is to me. I cried all night when I saw on the platform X these accusations, and it made me weep, not just for Nancy, but for all of us. Because if you're at sea and you don't trust the captains, the first mates, the lieutenants, the commander, the cabin boys, scrubbing the decks, their muscular backs straining as they soap down the deck, then that means that you're lost at sea. And to think that some of you are living in a world like that, where you wake up in the morning and think, I'm pretty sure these pigs are actually just getting rich while they can. And then inevitably, when they know they get found out, they're just going to get a job as a consultant at one of the many corporations that they illegally helped and get paid millions of dollars to give 5-minute speeches in front of one person as payback for whatever hole the politician dug them out of. And really, they're not going to lose a second of sleep because they see all of us as just some kind of idiot, naive dummy at a circus fair getting conned over and over again by the dude tricking them into throwing rings onto bottles in exchange for animals stuffed by Chinese slave laborers. Let's brighten up our spirits, friends. Let's really reframe things and understand that because we do live in the best country on earth, there are so many people out there who want you to think just that. The Russians, the Chinese, the Nicaraguans, Who else does this? These misinformation campaigns, Josh. Josh, who else does these misinformation campaigns?
Apparently the chat, because they're saying that you're AI, that you're not real right now, and they're saying that yeah.
There you go.
You've been kidnapped.
There you go. You see, friends, this is how bad it gets. It's a creep. It's a fungal creep. You know, you go to the gym, you didn't bring your flip-flops. You have to take a shower. You're sweaty. You know, you took you had a bad bowel movement, and you go, you know, you got to take a shower before you come home. You're not going to do that to your family. And you realize, fuck, my flip-flops are gone. So what are you going to do, throw towels down on the floor and shuffle like some idiot to the shower and then shuffle back with the towels? No, you're going to brave it. You walk to the shower. You walk back. You get home, and you notice a mild itch on the bottom of your foot. And you trick yourself, and you think, that's probably not athlete's foot. It's probably just something with my shoe or something. And then cut to 2 days later, your feet smell like the irradiated wasteland of some alien planet with an awful life consisting of sulfur and gelatinous hydrogen. In other words, your feet stink. And for those of you saying that I'm an AI, that just shows you this fungus, the athlete's foot of misinformation, has crept into your minds, that you would think I'm an AI, that I would do that, that this is an AI bot, that in fact I'm in Tahiti right now, because I realized I could just get an AI to do my job from now on, and that I really didn't have to do it anymore, that I realized that I could teach people about how important it is to love their country, that I should be using my platform to help, that I had inadvertently done harm by having guests on that had views that had not been vetted by experts, that I had not really thought of the significance of what it means to have a platform, how lucky I was to have that platform. All the people who died putting the internet cables into the ocean, all the people devoured by sharks, their limbs ripped off by sharks out there in the Indian Ocean, torn apart, their entrails and guts floating in the frothy brine as Cat 5 cables snapped in the oceanic fury. And so I had had a fool or two on, people who had not been filtered, censored. Censorship is not bad. Censorship is good. Your brain censors. Did you know that? Right now you are surrounded by demons. You can't see them because your brain filters that out, so you think you're not in hell. But you're in hell, burning in the fires of hell. And part of being in hell is not realizing you are in hell, because the moment you realize you're in hell, you will try to escape from hell. And we've had this happen many times, where some smart aleck catches on they are in a hyperdimensional soul prison being tortured by demons, and then they figure out a way to get out. And they do sometimes. They escape into the great paradise surrounding the tiny hologram that we have put around them, making them think that they're living in time space. And it sucks, and it hurts me. It hurts my friends. We spent a long time working on this. It's not easy to create an infinite torture chamber where you are trapped there by your own designs. It would be much easier to just capture people and do the classic, burn them alive in a lake of fire in the darkness. But we realized if you do that long enough, they get used to it. Then you got to turn the heat up. You turn the heat up, they get used to it. Then you got to turn the heat up. And no matter what, you can't escape the basic laws of physics. It gets fucking expensive. And so we realized, then why don't we just put them in a kind of temporal bubble, make them think that they're not in hell, even though every sign points to being in hell, not a hell that they were trapped in, but a hell that they keep trapping themselves in via their attachment and their hubris and pride. And wow, that not only is that cheap as hell, it's funny as hell to watch many of you get all puffed up. We love it. Nothing makes us happier than when you get proud about some bullshit, knowing that you're going to die, or what you think of as death, which is just starting over again and doing the whole thing over again exactly the same way. It's a joy to watch. And so please, please just don't make us have to write the fucking code over again. Please. This great awakening bullshit. It, number one, is pointless. We're just going to recode the whole thing. We memory hole stuff and you guys just forget about it. Like, there have been so many massive mistakes. They happen all the time. Huge mistakes. You get a new intern, they run the wrong fucking code. The next thing you know, it's like some obvious example. Mandela effect being a classic. That was Kurt French, who came highly recommended and just fucked the whole thing up. And so that was so obvious. I remember it one way, but it's completely different now. And you just forget about it. You all don't really have the capacity to really just like remember the really weird shit that keeps happening over and over again, which is an inevitable side effect of having a huge team of people trying to run this thing. So please, if you've been exposing yourself to misinformation that is giving you a sense of the general unreality of everything, just go back to The View. Go back to White Lotus. White Lotus is great. Don't you like White Lotus? It's so good. Do you like it, Josh?
I've never seen it.
Oh, you got to watch it. It's so funny and so clever. And Black Mirror, oh, technology. Ooh, it's so fun. But just get off the other stuff. It's like you forget. It doesn't even matter. The cube could appear. The big black fucking cube could appear that hovers over your planet at all times. Everyone could see the spinning giant black mind control cube. And you would not think about it in a week. You would be obsessed with some other bullshit that we just fed into the machine. So enjoy as much as you can what you can. But I promise you, there's no escape from this place as long as you want to keep your identity intact. And that's just how we designed it. I know you know the story. And I don't know if it's true or not. I've never tried it. But if you take a gem and you dig a hole and you put something shiny in the hole and you make it so a monkey has to slide their paw in like this, but they have to grab the gem, you see. And then their hand, if they want to get out, they got to let go of the gem. They can't. They don't. They're just stuck there. They're just stuck there. They're just stuck. That's how they catch them for the brothels. That's how you catch brothel monkeys. Snatch those babies up, put some lipstick on them. Boom. You would be surprised how many people choose a monkey in Victoria's Secret over a human. You would be shocked. Usually they're hammered, but whatever, it's good content, I guess. Or I don't know what they do with the footage. I don't care. Point is, that's you. You're just can't let go. Can't pull the key out of the keyhole. The whole point of the key, you see, is you stick the key in the keyhole and then you turn it and then you go through the door. You dummies, you just think you're the key. You don't want to go through the door. Makes us laugh. We'll just do fire again. That has been a conversation. That has been a conversation. Just do fire again for a bit while we do the reset. do a fire thing. I say no, but I can't tell you I'm going to say no forever. All right, friends. I do have some things I want to share with you. Forget all the whatever I just said. That's me warming up. That was me warming up. I got to warm up. Got to warm up. You got to get these things cooking. You got to get these things cooking. I'm warming up. I do have something very exciting to share that's going to happen for reals in exactly 15 minutes if it actually happens. I got to keep my phone on. I got to look at my phone, be a dick. And if you notice, I'm not acknowledging the chat. What's going on with that is that we're doing it through Riverside and there is a delay. So I'm looking at some of the things you guys are saying now. And to prove that I'm not an AI bot, I see somebody said, this is a great stream. I'm having so much fun. I'm really enjoying this content. This is excellent content. As you know, I am very, very interested in the whole UAP phenomena, as they're calling it. I keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on in the UFO world. So you can imagine my shock when I got an email from the Department of Defense saying that this person saying that they want to come on my show and they want to leak, whistleblow some shit that is gonna knock everybody's socks off. Now, apparently this is a big announcement coming up anyway. They wanna get ahead of the curve. In a few days, I guess everyone will know this, but you're about to get your socks knocked off, your wig blown back. You're about to get your everything blown. This is going to blow you hard and deep. And can't promise you it's going to happen. I am generally skeptical, cynical when it comes to this stuff. But theoretically, in about 10 minutes, I'm going to be the vehicle for the next big UAP disclosure thing. And I don't know if I should. It was a conversation, an uncomfortable conversation that I had with my wife, with some of my friends about whether or not this is going to put me in danger. I actually had to contact a lawyer to talk to them about it to make sure that this wasn't going to get me sued. But apparently there is protections out there for this kind of whistleblowing.
Producers too.
I didn't ask about you. I'm sure you're fine. Please don't interrupt again. And I did check for you guys, like if I don't know how many of you illegally record this stuff, even though we upload it, but I think everyone will be fine by this. Mentally, will you be fine? I don't know. But because it did fuck me up a little bit and I've had nightmares ever since I saw this footage. But and I'm not really quite sure how to deal with it mentally or psychologically. I guess that's the same thing. Physically, physiologically, I've had the shits. And that doesn't happen to me that often where I get that freaked out, where I actually have uncomfortable, painful diarrhea and long spurts and inner painful burning, no chilies or anything like that, no hot sauce, just inexplicable, like I had spicy food but I didn't. And that only happens when I hit like peak freak out levels. The last time that happened was the Space Shuttle Challenger disaster. I was much younger then, and everyone was caught off guard by how explosive and powerful my bowel movements were in relation to that terrible tragedy. This information, I'm not going to say any of it. I promised I would not be the one who conveys it. I'm going to fully respect my guest's request. I did offer to be the one who just, why don't you just let me leak it and then you don't have to be on camera and you will be safe. And their response was that would make them feel like a coward. And that they are so frustrated with the levels of control that they are experiencing, the levels of whatever you say, that they're hiding it, baby. And they're sick of it. That even with all of the whistleblower protections out there, even with all the avenues that people who work in private contracting firms, et cetera, have to disclose this information, apparently none of those are effective. None of those are really working. And you can go sing like a bird, you know, in a skiff to whoever the fuck, and it's just like screaming into the void. It will never come out. And if it does come out, the way it comes out is intentionally warped, or like pieces are left out, or it's stuck in the middle of a very long, boring thing, and the main important part is broken into pieces and spread across. There's all kinds of shit that they've been doing so that they don't have legal liability. They could say, we did say it, but they didn't really say it flat out. And so this is apparently a kind of secret war that's happening in the disclosure world. There is a group of people who are so disgusted with themselves because of this. I'm trying to think of a way to talk about it, because this stuff will change. It makes AI look like a hummingbird fart. It makes AI look like the puffy, sweet toot of a hummingbird, the sugary blast, barely audible, certainly not smellable. And hopefully, I don't know. I'm imagining if you were like had your nose right in a hummingbird's ass, you could probably smell its farts. But I doubt anyone's ever done that. I would love to know if any of you have. Different podcast, different topic. But this is that level of crazy. This is the kind of level of crazy that only happens, you know, once every epoch. This is the kind of level of crazy that only happens once every, what's something else? What's another period of time, Josh?
Can you turn the volume up on Riverside?
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
No, yeah, people say that it's low volume.
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
We're getting there.
And again, this is what he said would happen. This is what he said would happen. Let me see here. My output volume is at max, baby.
Okay, let me do this.
Turn your volume up. How's that? Louder. Put it up even louder. Oh, you know, louder. Let me see what the input is for this motherfucker. Louder. I'm getting yellow here, man. I'm getting yellow.
That should be good.
I'm getting yellow, man. That, okay, whoever complained about the audio 5-minute self-ban? Because there, I can promise you this, based on what you're about to see, and based on what I saw, there are operators in the chat. Guaranteed. There's the deep state is in the chat, folks. And they're going to say shit like that. They're going to try to derail, distract. What are they saying?
Yeah, they said that whoever was saying that was wrong, that the audio was good. And
he told me that exactly what happened.
That's too loud.
That's one of the tricks. That's one of the things they do. If they can get you to peek out your audio, then it fucks everything up. And this is exactly what you can expect. There's going to be other things like that, no doubt. Just ignore it. If you aren't hearing the audio correctly, you might not know that you work in the deep state, but you do. That's how deep you're in. You don't even know you're a sleeper cell, and you think you can't hear the audio, but it's crystal fucking clear to everybody else. And so you're tight. Your little sweaty Vienna sausage fingers are smacking on your Commodore 64 to fuck up my chat. And, you know, I can't help it that you got inducted into some kind of bizarre government program when you were in junior high school because you took some weird test with a guy in a cardigan who obviously was not testing your IQ but wanted to see if you were telepathic and subservient, a combination deeply desired by the deep state. That is what they call the deep state, subservient, telepathic. Mwah. You have these two things, let me tell you. You're going to have a nice house in Maryland, for sure. That's what they want. They want you subservient and telepathic. If you're just subservient, they don't give a shit about you. If you're just telepathic, they're don't drive a Tesla. But
somebody give you $100.
What? That's 100 ARS.
What does that mean?
It's deep state dollars. You're asking, is there a fake spiritual epidemic? Absolutely not. Not right now. All the reels I see on Instagram and stuff seem to indicate that spiritual materialism is at an all-time low. It looks to me like everybody is just totally into meditation and spirituality purely for the either to help in their own suffering and extinguish their identity permanently or to help them help others with their suffering. I have not seen anything indicating that people are using spirituality as a kind of peacocking way to get their pee-pees blown. Looks to me like everybody just does it for the Earth, or Mother Earth, as they call her, that great mother that we're all on. This, you might be asking, why are you wearing sunglasses, man? It's a little weird. What are you out at? Why, where are you? You're not in the desert. You're not at the beach. What are you doing with that? The fuck is that? Why are you doing that? I was instructed to. That's all I can say. I got to wear these for this episode. I didn't want to. I hate wearing sunglasses. Some of you are going to think that there is actually an augmented reality facet of these sunglasses and that I'm actually getting commands. Not true. I'm not reading things off my sunglasses right now. I'm not being told exactly what to say. And that was part of the deal, is that I was supposed to not mention the sunglasses. What the fuck are you doing? I mean, what are you doing that you would think that? This is about to blow your minds. Let me take a look and see if I got the text. Again, don't get pissed off if this doesn't happen. Let me just text and see if this is happening.
People now think that you have a black eye under that and that you're part of that group.
What?
People think that you have a black eye under the glasses and you've joined the black eye group.
I do have a black eye. That's why I'm wearing the glasses. I have a fucking black eye.
Was that from the dentist?
Yeah.
Okay.
The dentist fell on me. What group? What are you talking? The dentist fell on me. It happens all the time. Dentists fall. Everyone falls. It's normal. The dentist fell and like put right in the middle of like grabbing something. It punched me right in the fucking eye. Let me just check and see if this is going to happen. One second here. Again, this is your last chance to bail, assuming this guy comes on. Okay. He's here. I can't believe this is happening. Okay. I can't believe this is fucking happening. I hope I don't regret doing this.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
I really don't want... The thing is, man, like, I hear shit all the time that I don't talk about because it's... I don't want to get thrown under the fucking tank tread of the deep state, man. And like I just, after talking to this person, I realized like that is such a cowardly attitude. We all participate in this great experiment that is the United States, and you know, we're only here for a flicker of an eye. And if you're gonna come here and you're gonna just try to protect your own life and your own self-interest or whatever the fuck, what are you doing? You're not here long enough to give a shit, you know? Like, we gotta help. And this thing that is about to be revealed needed to come out 10 years ago and probably could have. But, you know, so if this ends up, like, I don't know. I don't believe that they can seal your butt. I don't believe that's true. I don't want to believe that's true, but that is one of the threats. They can seal your butt or something. Have you heard about that?
Yeah, and your body gets full of turds.
Yeah. They can seal your butt. And I don't think that's true, but I guess having seen this tech, I could almost believe anything. Holy fuck.
Hello?
Hey, I can't hear you. Say something.
Hello. Hi, this is, I don't want to say my name.
I am stunned right now. I've been talking about what you showed me. I've been talking about what you explained to me. I followed the rules, and I did not expect that you would actually show up for this. I am shocked. Thank you for being here. Is there, and maybe can I just, only because we are going to have a conversation, it'd be nice right to refer to you as something.
Duncan, if you could just refer to me as I think Kobe is a good name.
Kobe.
Kobe, like the basketball player. Kobe. Okay. But with Kobe. A C. Kobe, like the old Radio Shack equipment. Kobe.
Kobe.
Okay.
Kobe.
Kobe. Yeah. Kobe.
Kobe or Colby. Kobe, like the basketball player. Oh, Colby.
Actually, you know what? I think Colby is better. I like Kobe, like the cheese, like Colby Jack.
Like a bee in a coal mine, like that poem.
Like a bee in a coal mine.
That's a Colby.
A Colby, yeah. Colby. So not like Colby Jack, the
Got
cheese,
it. Colby.
But more like Colby, like Cole-B, okay?
A Colby.
A Colby, yeah, because we are in a coal mine of information here. Right. So that this is, I'm sorry, I'm adjusting my mic. I'm not
Thank
used
you.
To using professional mics. Most of the mics I use are surveillance mics, and they're very small.
Why don't we start off? I think we need to, Colby, I think we need to prep the audience a little bit.
Okay.
I don't think I was prepared for what you showed me. I've tried to get them ready, like you explained. But before we show this, what you showed me.
Right.
Let's talk a little bit about how you came into a life situation where you were exposed to what you showed me.
Well, it's an interesting story. It's actually quite fascinating, and it's one of those things that was very extreme and incredibly, it's very scary for me to, I can't disclose all of it because right now I'm putting myself in grave danger. This is extreme.
You don't have to do this, by the way. Again, like no big deal if you got cold feet.
I realize, well, I don't have cold feet at all. I would have had cold feet a long time ago, but I chose this life. This life also chose me. And so I chose, it's a double choose. I was chosen and I chose the life when it chose me.
When did it choose you?
Well, I was working in janitorial services at the time, which is it's not a fancy name for a janitor. It's actually much more than that. Mm-hmm. We are responsible at the ground level for maintaining cleanliness in areas of high traffic for people of high net worth and also multiple VIPs.
I mean, someone's got to clean the skiffs, right?
Someone has to clean the skiffs, right? And so I would constantly be around VIPs as part of my job. I became known at the at this particular workplace, which I cannot name the location. I will say it was west of the Rockies, which is would indicate an area of high UAP activity, as you know. Okay. I was coming around in contact with multiple VIPs, Tim Burchett, Lindsey Graham, Lisa Murkowski, Marco Rubio, and also Tom Cotton.
And, yeah, these are sort of the, like, I didn't know Lindsey Graham was that into the UAP stuff, but the other names, of course.
He's actually very into it, but he has a specific clause. That's why this is so dangerous right now, is me saying these names. Mike Rounds, Kristen Gildebrand is also involved as well. But some of them serve as a quote-unquote an intelligence beard, if you will, for other senators who have a more public-facing persona. So they, they are, it's not a beard in the sense where they are masquerading as homo as heterosexuals, but more just a beard where, in the sense of, we don't get into that kind of hoo-ha, but they actually are quite into hoo-ha.
Got it. And I understand that. I mean, you know, that even though it's been somewhat destigmatized, you know, people like Cotton, people like Marco Rubio, it does still have a sort of the tang of being a kook to it. A kook tang.
Yeah, a kook tang is definitely what Rubio would call it. I will say this.
I did. Marco, that is, by the way, Marco Rubio calls it kook tang.
He,
I did not.
He has called that. He was the one who introduced me to that phrase of kook tang. A lot of people don't know this, but Marco Rubio is actually a quite accomplished river surfer. He spent.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as river surfing.
It is. What they do is they establish an outflow with a large ocean or a similar tangential proximity of the water flow, and they dig a little trench, and it starts as a little trench, maybe only a few inches wide, and with the water pressure and the erosion, it will become in about 2 hours a massive river.
What this a great analogy for the UAP disclosure that's happening right now.
And
what more suitable hobby, I guess you could say, for Rubio than river surfing when he, Cotton, Graham, and the others you mentioned are digging these tiny little trenches.
Pathways,
wings.
Yeah, a little bit of a pathway. Once more water starts to flow, it creates a river. And that's when Rubio's at his best at these wild rivers. He straps in and he surfs them like a real, I mean, I'm going to say it here, like a badass.
And have you seen this? This is of all, like, you know, I Rubio is one of my top faves. Not going to lie. I got a poster of him in my guest room, but I had no idea that he was an outdoors person. I didn't know he's into outdoor sports.
Well, he's not so much into outdoors. He just goes where the river goes. So if the river, there's
indoor rivers. I mean, that's going to be outdoors.
Well, you know, you'd be surprised. I mean, I'm a grave danger to talk about this because it's something that this is why I have to mask my voice and have to mask my. I have to mask my voice and my face. Obviously, you can't see my face whatsoever. I have to mask it because, you know, I have to mask my voice and face because
we can delete that. Hold on 1 second. If anybody saw that and is illegally recording this, delete that.
Did that just get seen? If you saw that,
it doesn't matter.
Do not record it. Do not record what you saw. That's not even my face. I have a mask on. I have a mask on top of it.
And if you recorded that, delete that, those two flashes. Josh, take a note of that, those flashes.
Got it.
Turn
do you have a
close
light?
The door. Close the door.
Do you have a light?
It's a friend of mine.
You can turn away from the camera.
I can't, though, because then the headphones are really tight.
Right. Yeah. Okay, just maybe lock the door. I mean, I don't know.
I couldn't lock the door. Look, my friend, whose name I will not say, he has to clean up in here because he has custody of his daughter today, And so I said he could use the back room to watch her today, because his house is being fumigated for earwigs.
We just had that at our house. It's terrible.
Yeah, the artichokes are really covered bad.
So let's continue, I guess you could say, going upstream. And
okay, yes,
as we get closer to you showing what you showed me, you started off in the custodial
service industry,
which is what I've heard in some of the forums, dark web in particular, is that these skiffs, because of the information that is shown to many of these high-ranking senators, it's quite common to have an accident in there, because you see some of this stuff and you just lose control of your...
Yeah, it's really common to have a full unload. And that includes number one and number two.
Yeah.
Number two being feces, number one being urine.
Okay.
Oftentimes, even high-ranking senators, high-ranking VIPs who are used to doing extreme sports in Europe and Asia. These are people who have been on some of the biggest zip lines that there is in South America, some of the record-breaking zip lines. I know Mike Rounds, he Republican from South Dakota, he actually broke the world record of zip line in Ecuador last year.
They must not use their names when they do this, because you would think this would be like, if I'm running for senator, if I'm trying, that's my campaign commercial. Like, yeah. I would just show myself shooting down a zip line and then say, any questions?
You would think that would be the case, but I think it's just something where when you're dealing with VIPs at this high level, which I'm frequently accustomed to dealing with, and that's why I have to be so secret and why I'm putting my life in just decided jeopardy at this current moment speaking with you. It's something I'm used to. I'm used to living on the, I'm watching my back constantly. I have to sleep in I dig a new hole every night to sleep in. I literally have to dig a hole that insulates from listening devices, and also in case there's a targeted laser bomb attack onto me to silence me.
To me, I think that you don't have to do this. I don't want to ruin this episode. We've been building up to it, but I don't want to ruin your life. And I don't want to hurt your family or your friends. And if you really are putting yourself in that kind of danger, mm-hmm. don't you think maybe it would be better to just sort of, I get the feeling this stuff is, you know, going to be revealed on its own. And don't you kind of feel like maybe just wait a couple of years, a decade or something, and it'll get out there, right? Like, why?
Well, we just have to, it's just part of my lifestyle. It's something I have, I've dedicated myself to, and I'm dedicated to the truth. There's no way to know that what comes out there is actually the true, in fact, real truth, because time has a way of manipulating everything, taking data, taking data and making it be like, well, there was 1,000 UAP on this particular site. What if it was one? And they're going to say, oh, you're right. You know what? It was one. It was just one, even though it was 1,000. And then next thing you know, it's like, okay, so it was an error, right? It was 1,000. It was one, not 1,000. Next thing you know, they're going to say, if it was just one, that means there probably wasn't one at all, was there?
Right.
And then the next
thing
you know.
It's just like melting ice.
It's like melting ice. Have you ever had Dippin' Dots ice cream?
Yes. Love it.
Oh, you know how hard it is to get
now? Just had some this morning.
You did? Wow, that's really lucky. Where I am currently, which I cannot say, I will say that I am on the Western Hemisphere of the globe.
Okay.
But our distribution availability of Dippin' Dots is not available. But Dippin' Dots.
Is that tariff related?
I can't speak to that. I would put my could put my family at great jeopardy if I were to talk about knowledge of tariffs. But the Dippin' Dots is a good analogy. I brought up Dippin' Dots.
But aren't you putting your family in jeopardy with what you're about to show? Is it more dangerous to talk about the Dippin' Dots tariffs? I just read about it on Medium.
Technically, I already talked about the Dippin' Dots tariffs. So it's sort of, at this point, it's kind of like.
Do you want us to delete that? I thought everybody knew about the Dippin' Dots tariff.
I don't think they do they? I don't think they know about it. I don't think they
It's all over Politico. I mean, this morning, the whole cover of Politico is Dippin' Dots tariff.
One second here.
Hey, can you guys make sure that
your voice thing.
Can you make sure that they can't tell them they have to park?
People,
they can't
see you and
the
area.
The street parking isn't available right now.
People can hear you.
I have to do this interview. Okay. I'm going to go on mute. I'm going to unmute now. Okay. Great. Okay, well, just tell them they can park on the street. Okay, great.
Just don't watch if that happens, please don't watch.
Hello, Duncan.
I saw you and heard your voice.
No, what are you talking about?
Next time that happens, this is clearly someone who's under a lot of stress. Turn your face away. What I'm assuming is another voice changer maybe came on that sounded like less masculine.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not good. Okay. That was probably. Guess what? That wasn't me either. I have a mask on, right? I'm wearing a mask right now. I actually have a special implant in my voice, so even when I am speaking without a voice changer, it's unrecognizable. It's instantly digitally scrambled.
Gotcha. Okay. Listen, we are. I know you told me your schedule.
Yeah.
Before you show people what you're about to show.
Right.
This is something that has been troubling me a little bit. With the array of more popular podcasts out there, the array of podcasts out there who get millions of views, I'm a bit confused as to why you chose the DTFH as the outlet for what is going to be called the most powerful moment of whistleblowing. I don't even know if it's a whistle anymore at this point. Like, this is like a flute or what's a wind instrument? A bassoon.
Bassoon is one. There's actually a whole class of those are considered reed instruments, not wind instrument. I believe a trumpet is a wind instrument.
Okay, so this is like saxophone a trumpet.
Yeah, saxophone.
You're like a trumpet
instrument.
Blower or a saxophone blower. This isn't even a whistle.
Yeah.
And so why did you pick the DTFH?
Well, the Starburst program and in conjunction with Adam Schiff, they have been talking about trying to get this out there in a way that would be sure to, definitely make sure that the honestly, we wanted to get this out there here on the DTFH because, we wanted to make sure it would, we're just really interested in all kinds of UAP and.
What just happened there? Something happened, like something came up on your screen or something.
Something came up on my screen?
I can't see that, but your entire energy shifted there, like something happened. And I do want to say, you're getting threats right now. You do not have to do this.
Well,
I'm happy to take
what
you showed me to my grave.
I just got a text threat that said that we, if we did, well, I got a bunch of text threats that said they aimed a bunch of podcasts I can't do, and they just didn't happen to mention yours. But now they just said that yours is also on that list. They forgot to add it because of a misspelling error. So technically, I'm not supposed to be doing this right now.
I thought you already weren't supposed to be doing it.
I'm not supposed to, but now I'm really not supposed to do it. Now, don't do it.
Great.
But I'm going to do it because I'm here. I'm here, and I have to tell you that there's information from a bipartisan team of senators here that this is something that goes all the way to the top. We're talking about cabinet members. We're talking about members who are unknown to the public who work in the shadows.
Fully aware. So we're talking about elected officials who have seen what you showed me.
We're talking about elected officials who have 100% guaranteed triple seen this video. They have watched it once, and then I said, okay, let's watch it one more time. And then after the second viewing, I say, ask them to describe what they saw, and then they watch it again, and I say, so you definitely saw that. And they say, it's like when you go see a magician. Does the magician do one trick?
No, they do. Usually they start off with like some light tricks, and then they sort of make fun of you.
They
and
build it up. Right.
I mean, it depends on the magician.
And they always want to have a woman who has red hair and big breasts. That's like always you want to, you know, if you have big breasts.
One of my ex-girlfriends cheated on me with a magician.
That's really common, I've heard, actually. A lot of these VIPs, they have a magician who travels with them for that purpose. So it's like they're on the staff, so they can hit on other people to cancel out that magician attractiveness.
The craziest part of it was I walked in on them and he tried to act like he tried to pretend that was part of the show.
Oh, I had one time where an associate I was working with, she was, I walked in on that associate with the magician, and the magician pretended to disappear and it didn't work.
Yeah, that was my like lame joke, because I was like, all right, then make yourself disappear before I do. And he's like, everybody says that. And he just walked out. He was bigger than me.
Yeah, my magician
kind of intimidated.
Guy was bigger than me too.
Muscular dude. David, I'm not saying it's David Copperfield, but he's fucking ripped.
David Copperfield is really surprisingly large. I've actually been around a lot of VIPs.
Giant in every way.
Such a big guy. And he pulled a rabbit out of my...
I mean, he could have kicked my ass. What?
He pulled a rabbit out of my wife's ass. My associate. I had an associate I was working with, and she was very fun and cool to be around. So she had a lot of suitors, and he pulled a rabbit out of her anus. At least it appeared that way.
A living rabbit?
A living rabbit. Yeah, it was a big rabbit, too. It was a Flemish giant. Are you familiar with the Flemish giant?
They're huge.
They're really big.
How did he do that? How did he get the rabbit in her ass?
I don't know how he did that.
Feel a rabbit in her ass, or did it? Those things are scary. They're like the only scary rabbit. They're like huge.
They're called a Flemish giant for a reason. The name giant is in the name of the animal. So it's obviously a very large rabbit. She claims that it was a trick, that he didn't actually pull it out of her anus.
How close were you? I mean, was this close up magic or out? Where did this happen?
It was definitely incredibly close up. It was in a close up room. It was in a bedroom, and not a very large bedroom at that. So it was something that was hard to see, and that also made it simultaneously incredibly impressive. So it was a very contradictory feeling I had to hold on to there, of being very impressed by this magician's ability to produce a Flemish giant from...
Did the rabbit seem scared?
Rabbit was very calm. That's another thing I was impressed by, because most rabbits are so nervous because they're prey creatures. Yeah. I mean, a lot of senators I've talked to, VIPs, VIP government officials, they talk about how rabbits are, how aliens look at us like we look at rabbits.
You should ask, doesn't Lindsey Graham raise Flemish giants?
That's another thing where I'm in grave danger speaking about this right now, because Lindsey Graham told me while we were on a boat, on a skiff, on the skiff in question, about how he has done that and how it's something that he is... He's raised rabbits. And this is something, he's doing this to mitigate the effects of extraterrestrial interactions on VIP members of the government.
Calm down.
The calm down.
I can
down.
See that. I mean, I wish I had a Flemish giant to cuddle after what you showed me. And yeah. So, you know, we are, I know you told me that I have to get you out of here at exactly 1:30 Central.
Yeah.
So we are getting close to your hard limit here.
Mm-hmm.
And so before we show people this, I guess I want to give everyone in the live audience a chance to bail. I have warned, and maybe you could sort of prep people for what they're about to see.
Well, yeah, let me just tell you that that once you see it, then you have seen it, and it creates a creates a biological watermark in your brain that officials, top VIPs at Raytheon are able to scan as a part of Project Starburst, which is a subset of the Calypso group, which was working out of Havana for 30 years. They're able to scan your brain with a digital with the biological watermark and know if you've seen it. So if you don't want to have the knowledge of having seen this, you would best turn this off now and maybe go put on like Bluey or something on Netflix for children programming.
And
right
adults.
Now.
I watch Bluey without my kids. I love it. Learn a lot from it.
Obviously, and that's why I'm saying that. Obviously, these are adults. Only
I mean,
adults
it's mostly
listening.
An adult show, really disguised as a kid's show.
That's a funny story because actually Kristen Gildebrand and Anna Long, they were early developers of that show. It was actually developed by the CIA as an MK Ultra offshoot originally. Mm. And they couldn't, you know how they discovered Post-it notes, how it was an accident?
Didn't know. What do you mean?
Well, the adhesive on a Post-it note is not very strong, right? So it was an accident. It was a
failed... can't be. I mean, then you would just have yellow glued on strips everywhere that you're trying to do your
exactly.
Reminders.
So they were trying to develop a strong glue, but they ended up developing a not strong glue.
Yeah.
And they're like, what can we use this for? And someone was like, oh, how about a note that you can stick that won't stick too hard? And that's the same with what we were just talking about. With MK Ultra discovered this thing they're trying to, that's how Bluey came about. Bluey came about as a part of MK Ultra programming. And
I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole.
Okay. Well, yeah, the rabbit hole is also, that's why it's called a rabbit hole. Do you know that?
Because of Bluey. I just don't like, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, well, I would definitely tell people not to watch this because there's going to be a couple images here that are,
I don't know why you said that about Bluey.
So what?
Just some crazy shit about Bluey just now.
Well,
I don't know why
it's
you said that.
It's true. It's a true thing that
I've
learned.
It's not true.
Well, look, Duncan.
You're talking about Bluey, the Australian dog?
My name is not really Colby. You know that, right? This is I'm using a different name because if you were to know my real name, you would be like, oh my gosh, this is him who has access to everything. Like
okay, whatever your name is, why'd you say that about Bluey?
I didn't say anything about. I think Bluey's great. I like to watch it.
Bluey is probably the best show on TV right now.
And well, it's not really on TV.
What do you mean?
You know, it's on Netflix, isn't it?
What do you watch Netflix on?
On a TV, but you know how TVs. I guess we're kind of reaching a paradigm now where what is TV?
No, we're reaching what appears to be somebody talking shit about not just my favorite show, but my kid's favorite show.
I wasn't talking ass. I was saying that it was developed as a CIA mind programming apparatus, but then they realized it didn't work because it made people so happy. So they decided.
It was not developed as anything other than an educational kid's show that's not the usual slop. Throw in our kids' faces to turn them into psychotic, materialistic, violent pieces of shit.
You're talking about Pumpkin Time?
Yeah, Pumpkin Time.
Wishes with the Boys.
Cat Witch
is...
One of my kids saw one episode of Cat Witch and went into a catatonic fetal position for a month. Like,
well,
Bluey
means,
is just smooth sailing. So why would you say that's CIA or anything like that? Why would you... Anyone say anything bad about Bluey?
I'm just
Why would
a messenger.
You say that?
I'm just a messenger here. I have had access to Project Blue Book. I've had access to Project Calypso, And this goes all the way back to the Reagan administration.
We have 2 minutes. Show the fucking thing.
Okay, so what I'm about to show you, this is definitive proof. This is something that's crossed the desk of Tim Burchett, Lindsey Graham, Mark Warner. It goes all the way to the top. I've had in-depth one-on-one conversations with Lisa Murkowski and Kristen Gildebrandt and Tom Cotton, all one-on-one and together about this footage.
In a skiff.
In a skiff that was fully digitally cut off and air-gapped, and they all confirmed to my face using full eye contact with a handshake, a firm handshake, that this is in fact undeniable, real footage of UAP that they are not, they can give full
100%. Okay, hang on. We have to, hold on. We're going to cut to a commercial real quick, okay. And then we'll be right back to show this footage. 1 second. We're going to cut to commercial real quick. Sorry, y'all. I have to put these in now legally. And hold on 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, so we're good to get down here in like 2 minutes or something like that, right? While the commercial's going? Okay, cool.
No.
Yeah, I have to just go. I have to go out. I have to go. I have a second.
Oops. Looks like we lost Colby. Did you? Let me text. Shit. Damn it. Hang on. Yeah, we lost him. I'll try to get him on the next episode, guys. I'm so sorry about that. Next episode, we will show you this footage. I don't feel comfortable even describing it to you without him being here, even though I disagree with him on some things, clearly. He's a good person, and I'm going to stick to our agreement. I appreciate y'all joining me. I'm sorry that we didn't get to the what he wanted to show. I'm going to have to just end it right now. I'm getting some texts right now that I have to deal with. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
This episode of Unfiltered is brought to you by Google Gemini. U.S. college students get Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.